True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Scott from Tacoma is. Scott, are you there?
I am.
Good morning, Scott. Steve, you got to get yourself out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Scott has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
36.
Yes. What is the average lifespan of a butterfly in months?
24?
No.
3?
No.
12?
No. Fifth generation iPods were the first to offer which feature?
Bluetooth.
No.
iPods? Pass, I don't know.
Seinfeld ran for how many seasons?
12, 10?
No.
14.
No. The Soldier's Song is the national anthem of what Celtic country?
Scotland?
No.
Ireland?
Correct. The Sanderson sisters are witches from what movie?
Witches of Eastwick?
No.
Pass.
How many U.S. state capitals have no McDonald's?
3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No. Well, Scott, you got 2 correct.
Yeah.
There were some tricky ones in there, though. This is a harder quiz.
That was rough, yes.
I will admit, it's harder than the earlier two.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve likes it harder.
Yeah, he does.
Excuse me?
The quiz.
Oh, I love it hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
Are you feeling ready?
Yes!
Maybe I should play this one instead.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
There it is. Yeah, buddy.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
26?
Yes! What is the average lifespan of a butterfly in months?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
5.
No. Fifth generation iPods were the first to offer which feature?
Pictures?
No.
Shuffle?
No.
Feature. Streaming.
No. Seinfeld ran for how many seasons?
6.
No.
9.
Yes. The Soldier's Song is the national anthem of what Celtic country?
Ireland?
Yes. The Sanderson sisters are witches from what movie?
Wizard of Oz.
No.
Hocus Pocus?
Yes. How many U.S. state capitals have no McDonald's?
How many U.S. state capitals? I'm going to say 3.
No.
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no. Monkey and Head are nicknames for members of what band?
Korn.
Yeah. An archipelago is a small group of what?
Archipelagos?
No.
I don't know. Group of birds?
No.
Fish?
No. Steve?
Dude, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You got 5 correct, and that is a win. Wow. 5-2. Sorry, Scott. Okay.
Another one bites the dust.
Those are some tough questions.
They were. The average lifespan of a butterfly in months is just 1 month.
That's it.
And then fifth generation iPods were the first to offer video. You said photo. You're one step away, Steve. The number of U.S. state capitals with no McDonald's, just one. And an archipelago is a small group of islands. Yes, an archipelago.
So why do we get so concerned about killing butterflies if they're only going to live for a month?
Are people concerned about killing butterflies?
Yeah, whenever we go to like one of those butterfly exhibits in like the Washington State Fair or even at the Pacific Science Center, like, hey, be careful. Make sure no butterflies are on your jacket. Make sure you don't step on a butterfly. I'm like, well, it's going to probably die in a few days anyway. So,
well, I mean, if they're living an entire lifetime in only 1 month, I mean, let them live it up, you know? You don't want to mess with that.
That is a very fair point.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, a video that actually happened a couple of years ago is recirculating. It's gone viral again.
Which I'm glad it did because I missed it the first go round. So I'm catching on the second tale.
Well, it's a newscaster who's clearly quite intoxicated and was doing the news while very wasted. And these are some of the highlights.
Hello. Good afternoon. Like I was telling you this morning, if you watched this morning starting at 6 a.m., 7 a.m.,
Okay, so this is in the morning.
Ouch.
What's in our coffee?
Late night?
Oh, yeah. It could be from a bender.
I told you, you know what? Today, what a beautiful day outside. It is just amazing. And so moving on tonight is we have to tell you also, you know, like other news that's happening in the area.
This sounds like one of your sorority sisters.
It totally does.
And across the, you know, the area, in the nation. Let me tell you about this. A four-year-old girl is actually dead. Another man is clinging to life.
Okay, at that point, if I'm the producer, I'm like, we got to
get her out of here.
We got to take her off the air. Like, we can deal with drunk Sally talking about the weather, but when we're talking about tragedy, isn't the right one. Here's a little bit more of her.
And we are just lucky. This weekend right here is so amazing. Meteorologist Craig Adams is right here with you. I'm sorry, Craig Adams. Why did I say that? And of course, just like me, meteorologist Craig Gold is working a double shift.
He's getting the wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I don't think he's having a double vodka.
Oh, yikes.
Oy.
Well, that leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we're going to start with Pogi in Tacoma.
Pogi,
our simple question, be honest with us. Have you ever been drinking on the job?
I have years ago. I've been completely sober for 7 years, but the first job I had a lot of friends that would hit up the jugs of Colarossi. I washed dishes at a retirement home, and I never did back then. I later started washing dishes at a restaurant, and my first day on the job, one of the waiters and one of the busboys like, hey, you help us take out the linen? I'm like, okay, I'll get the door for you. And like, not knowing what was going on, we get out there and they're like, what kind do you want? And I had no idea what they were asking me. They're like, give them a Heineken. I'm like, okay.
Like, this job just got better.
I love working here. 206-803-ROCK. Mark in Chinatown. Be honest. You ever drink on the job?
Yeah, unfortunately. I worked in corporate sales for a number of years and have been a professional musician for a long time. So, yeah, unfortunately.
Dude, I feel like a lot of salespeople are putting some back.
Yeah, not so much anymore because I'm 2.5 years post-liver transplant right now. So you got the sober dudes on first thing. But, yeah, back in the day, quite a bit.
Good times.
There are times like, you know, people go, we're going out for a sales meeting, and then you're like, you come back, you're like, was this a sales meeting or was this happy hour?
It was margaritas, is what it was.
It was happy hour, right?
Joseph, you're in Seattle this morning. Be honest with us. Did you ever drink on the job?
Yes, I have. I was in the Navy, and on our lunch break, we would go and drink. Since we have pretty long lunches. Yeah, we'd buy like a bottle of liquor. There'd be about like 5 to 10 of us. We would go and drink the whole entire thing.
Did you ever get called out on it? Because I got to imagine getting called out in the military is a little bit different than getting called out at a radio station for having a couple of drinks.
Yeah, so my boss, he caught two of us. He didn't get us in trouble, but he was like, I can smell your guys' breath from like 10 feet away. So I was like, oh, well. Am I going to get in trouble or not? And then he said no. I was like, okay. Then we kind of slowed that down on getting drunk at work.
I gotta imagine though, in the military, as much as like, you know, everything is like, it's very regimented, but you're also dealing with a lot of young,
oh sure,
kind of careless guys and girls that are just like, F it, let's get a drink.
Let's get wild.
They're still immature in some situations.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question for Matthew in Sultan. Did you ever drink on the job?
I did one job when I was in my 20s.
What was that job?
I was working in Sun Valley, and I was an assistant manager on one of the restaurants on the mountain.
Mm. That sounds like a fun job.
When I served beer, I drank beer. When I served wine, I drank wine.
One for you, one for me. I feel like the service industry is just...
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
By the way, so far we're at 100%. Luke in Snohomish, be honest with us. We're not going to tell anyone. Did you ever drink on the job?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. You don't drink on the job, drink in the morning, and then you go to work.
That's your workaround. I'm not drinking on the job. I just got drunk before I came to work.
Yeah, totally. Kit from Everett.
Are we going to go? Are we going to bat 1,000?
Did you ever drink on the job, Kit?
Being a union iron worker, it's kind of a young man's game. No, I saw guys be drunk and fall a couple floors. That was enough for me. That was enough for me.
So you never drank on the job?
Me personally, no. Never.
We got one! Let's go, Kit!
The Daily Migs Show.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Say hello to Bruce from Bothell, who is our contestant today. What's up, Bruce?
What's up?
Well, we're going to spin this wheel, and we're going to see who you're playing with. Will it be me or Migs?
The wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be Taryn Daly? Will we start off with the brain-dead Steve Migs from camping? Let's see. Who is it? Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're dealing with the brain-dead Steve Migs.
Ready.
Let's go.
All right, Bruce, here is your clip.
Monkey Ranch.
By?
Foo Fighters.
That's right. Congratulations, Jeff. You just got pregnant. No? All right, we are halfway there.
This is such a jam.
Especially the part where like he just doesn't take a breath and he just like the bridge. I don't know, you know what I mean?
I do.
Every time I watch that live, granted, he can't do it exactly like that, but it's always so impressive that he's even able to get close to that.
You know what would be impressive is you getting this next clip right, Steve. Are you ready?
All right.
Here it is.
No time to say. Oh my gosh. Well, I know it's Green Day. Is that what? When I come around.
Yeah! Congratulations, Bruce from Bothell.
Outstanding.
Right on, my man. Have a great time.
The Daily Migs Show.
Danny's daughter was once a five-year-old. Steve, you have a five-year-old. My son, Barrett, is five. There's no one on the planet more honest than a five-year-old.
No, it's so great sometimes. It's unfiltered, and sometimes you just don't know what the hell they're going to say.
And yesterday, my five-year-old was giving me a very hard time about my fashion choices.
Hey, Barrett, you know how I was noticing that a lot of your pants have a hole in the left knee?
Yeah.
Because you've been playing so hard?
Yeah.
Does he not play hard on his right knee?
Apparently, I think that's the one he like lands on all the time. It's every pair of his pants has a hole or a scrape in the left knee.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
And I said, we got to get you some new pants because yours have holes in them.
Or knee pads.
That too.
Yeah.
What did you say about my pants?
They had holes in them on both sides.
And so what?
What's with these kids with the holes in their pants? And you're currently wearing a pair of jeans that have holes on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
How much you pay for that? I could have just got some scissors and cut them up a pair of Levi's.
Sounded like my grandma.
Pretty much.
And so what's the difference between your pants and my pants?
Because yours was made like that and mine was not.
Can you translate, please?
Because yours was made like that and mine were not.
Thank you. Okay. I understood the second half of that. I did not know what he was saying in the first half.
So do you think my pants should get thrown away too?
Yeah.
You don't think it's fashion?
I don't think so, but can you put another? Just put this back on already, please.
Okay.
What is that?
He wanted me to put his show back on.
Oh, you're interrupting his show.
Can you put this show back on?
What show was he watching?
You guys, he watches this YouTube family.
Where, is it like, the engineering family
or
the ninja family?
No, they're just like, and they've got to be from like Fargo or something because the mom's like, oh gosh, the fire department, we got to call them. There's something's going on in the yard and I can't stand it, but he loves this family and the mom is narrating everything with this like thick North Dakota Fargo accent.
Straight up cheesehead.
So funny. But that's what he was watching and he was very upset that I turned it off.
Who's your favorite mom? Me?
Well, what are the other options?
The mom from Fargo on the show?
I also don't know that was an actual you. It sounded more like a...
Here I say.
Who's your favorite mom?
Me.
Me?
Sick of you. Oh,
I mean, I like my pants with holes in them.
So you were throwing away his pants?
Yeah, I've thrown away like four pairs of pants in the last couple weeks.
It was funny. Yesterday I get home and I didn't know this, but apparently Sid and Tatum had this agreement to like throw away some of her stuffed animals. And I realize I'm becoming my mom. Because my mom was the ultimate like hoarder, pack rat when it came to like anything that like she had for her sons, like any toys. Like she still has a Sesame Street house thing. And we're like, Mom, what are you going to do with it? She's like, well, one day maybe your kids will want it. I'm like, my kid is too old for this already.
Oh, no.
And she doesn't want this. Like that's just, but thank you. But maybe throw it away. So my wife's throwing a bunch of the stuffed animals in a garbage bag. Or I think she's going to bring them to like Goodwill or something like that. And I'm like, wait, you can't throw that one away. You can't throw that one. My wife's like, wait. Tatum's fine with it, but you're not. I'm like, but that's the Chuck E. Cheese that we got it when we went to the Chuck E. Cheese party. It's lots of special memories. Someone gave that to us. And she's like, just leave the room. Leave the room. I can't have you in here.
I mean, Barrett comes home with a folder full of stuff from school every single day. And I do have a really hard time throwing it away. And I am the least sentimental person you'll ever meet until Barrett brings home stuff in his folder from kindergarten.
So is Brad then the sentimental one? That's, or do you
100%.
Not have... Okay.
He's the worst. He saves
I'm pretty
everything.
Bad.
He saves voicemails from people. He saves letters. Yeah. He saves newspaper clippings. Like he's very sentimental.
The voicemails are just because he fears that one day they're not going to be around.
So yes.
Yeah, I can understand that one because I have that. Like, I have a few voicemails still from my parents when they would wish me a happy birthday and other ones as well.
Well, the problem is Brad's voicemail box is always full because he keeps saving all these voicemails so you can never leave him a message.
Maybe that's by design.
Maybe it is.
The Daily Migs Show.
People just seem to love a powerful debate online. And right now there's a viral debate going over the worst song ever.
Okay.
It's very heated, but most posts right now are targeting this song by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros from 2010. It's called Home.
Oh, yeah.
I like the song.
I knew you would. This was like during that whole like...
Stomp, stomp, claps.
The Mumford and Sons and like Head and the Heart, great band from around here, but a lot of like folky,
yes,
alternative rock. And this was definitely one of the ones that was super popular.
Oh, yeah. The band's frontman, though, caught wind of this viral debate and has showed up to defend the song, which I think is very cool. You know, he's like, hey, man, this is a banger.
And you think that's what he said?
Yes.
All right.
Here's how you know what a song is good, all right? If the bones are good, if the bones let the song survive context, if you pull it out of an acoustic guitar, you put a piano there, oh, and it works, oh, it's a good song. If it works, it's a good song. You pull it out of the piano, you put it on a harp, it's still working. You take it out the harp, you sing it a cappella, still working. A good song.
Yeah, I think that's a cappella, but yeah.
He lost all credibility.
You take the bones out of the song, and if it's still good, it's still good.
So do you think that's one of the worst songs ever written?
I don't think it's one of the worst songs. I do agree with him that the sign of a great song, and I don't know if this is a sign of that song being great, because I haven't heard different versions of it, and probably for the better. But like when you hear a song, like for instance, whenever we go to Ruston Way and the waterfront over in Tacoma, which is a great spot, every so often there's this dude that's just playing an accordion. And he's sitting there, and one of the times he was playing Nirvana's All Apologies.
Oh, awesome.
And I was like, man, this song still sounds great on an accordion. And I feel like that part, I do agree with him. Like, if you could take any song, play it on the piano, it still sounds good. Play it on the accordion, and it still sounds good. That's the sign of a great song.
I like that.
But I don't know if I would put Home as, like, the worst song of all time. But I did come across some of the other songs that they decided to say and during these conversations are considered some of the worst songs of all time. So I want to see what you guys think. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if you remember this one.
This one was like all over pop radio when I worked in pop radio. So yes.
Is it Train?
It is Train.
And he lives here. The singer.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Sometimes he's at Seahawks games. I'll be honest, I thought this was Maroon 5.
I've seen Train 3 times live just because of that song. Because it was so popular. We worked the radio station with it.
All right, here's another one that was very popular on pop radio stations. And I think all of us might agree that this song is really annoying. Oh, there's Taryn. She's
I do think it's annoying. I mean, it's catchy, but it's annoying.
I like Pharrell, too. And I never got this song.
See, I like Pharrell. I don't like his music, though. He seems like a pretty good guy. All the interviews I've ever heard him in, he seems fun. He's got a great voice, but none of his songs resonate with me.
That's fair.
Worst song ever?
I don't like this song.
Now, in all fairness, the criteria is it can't just be like a random song. They're like, it has to be a song that had like some level of success for it to be deemed a worst song.
I mean, I don't love the song at all, but I wouldn't say it's the worst song ever written.
The record that this is on, I was obsessed with. I loved Kings of Leon for maybe a year. And then after that, I was like, they're not. Like, the album that came out after, I wasn't really too into.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, you ready for another one?
I am. Well, speaking of Maroon 5.
Oh, I thought this was Train.
I thought it was Justin Timberlake. I don't like this song.
No. All right, you got one more?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if you guys like this one.
Oh, this is bad, too.
This is fun.
It's not fun.
You don't like this song? How do you not like this
song, Taryn?
Of all the songs, I would have figured you would groove to this one.
That's like that's like the anthem.
The guy's voice drives me absolutely insane.
You know, it's funny, when I first heard this song, I'm like, oh, this band, I'm into this. Like, I really dug that song, and then I went and checked out the rest of the record, and I'm like, oh, okay, this band's not going to have a lot of hits.
All you need is one. Yeah. All you need is one.
My favorite, though, they were listing all these different bands and different artists that they consider to have the worst songs. I think you'll agree with this one, Taryn. One person wrote the worst song ever written is the whole discography of U2.
Oh, yes!
The Daily Migs Show.
As someone who does not have Puget Sound energy.
Oh, you're missing out, Taryn.
I have no idea what these flex events are that you have talked about before, Steve.
I feel like it's a way to try to, like, you're trying to get people to have, like, to use energy less during the day. So they incentivize you to if you use your energy less, we then eventually give you a text message or a voice message telling you how well you did amongst, like, 100 other homes that are similar in size to yours in your neighborhood.
So you found out recently just how energy efficient you are.
This is something that they just do quite every so often, and I think at my best I hit 17th out of 100.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if our listeners are better or worse than you when it comes to Puget Sound Energy's Flex events. We have Tony from Port Orchard on the phone. Tony, how did you do on your most recent Flex event?
All right. Well, I got to tell you about two Flex events.
Okay.
This most recent one, I took number 70 out of 100.
Now, what the hell are you doing in your house? You're just running things all the time? That's not very good.
No, it's just simply I have an old house and AC, and because it's really hot.
I think this is like the funniest thing that they do, because it's like, in a sense, it brings out the competitive spirit of people. Like, I need to get better at this.
But the last one we had during the winter, I was number 3.
Ooh.
I wonder what the other two houses did.
Do you get like a medal?
Yeah. And it's because during the winter, I heat my house with a wood stove.
Ah, so that's what I need to do.
You gotta call the wife and let her know you need to install a wood stove in your house.
No, I don't know. I think maybe.
Yeah, so in the winter, I use almost no power.
All right, so Tony, your top 3, do you get like a discount or anything like that, or is it just bragging rights?
No, just bragging rights.
Coolest guy on the block.
So he said, I came in 10th out of 100 in my area from Marty and Yelm.
Wow, nice, Marty.
I like this text. I was on vacation during the Flex event. I barely use any energy, and I ranked number 84. Oh. Last time, I was ranked number 22, and I was home during that time, LOL.
Weird. Okay.
Another person says, last time I got 100 out of 100, right up there with getting my master's degree as life's greatest accomplishment.
It's just a big farce. That's what I think.
I don't know. I don't think there's like any rhyme or reason, or maybe there's a little bit, but I agree with you. I think it's just a way to try and get people to use less energy during the day.
Okay, I have a question for you then.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten number 69?
No, but if I did, I would save the voicemail. So but I did get my voicemail. I got it yesterday telling me about the Flex event. What do you think? How do you think I did?
What'd you say your best score was? 7? No.
17 was my 17, best score.
I'm going to say 25.
25.
I'm going to go with number 75.
75. Let's find out.
Hi, this is a message from Puget Sound Energy. During the last Flex event on Tuesday, July 15th, you were the...
And I'll be honest, my heart was racing. I was like, I wonder what I'm going to get. This is the dumbest freaking thing, because it doesn't get you anything.
It's obviously working, though.
95th most energy efficient home out of 100 same sized homes. To stop receiving these alerts, press 9.
Let me tell you, I got home and I was so mad at my wife. I was yelling at her. I'm like, what are you doing in this house? Running up the energy that we're number 95. We were once number 17.
I mean, are they like publishing the results and like sharing it with the neighborhood? Public shaming? Yes. I love it.
It was weird. I got home and it was a spray painted 95 on my garage. I'm like, man, it's like the mafia over here.
Shame.
The Daily Migs Show.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.